Okay. Just want to finish to the two dots, and then that'll set us up for after Sukkot, God willing, we'll be able to go from there. So let's see the middle of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, we're up to the Itzrich. Just a few lines there. Basically, the Gemara summarizes here that Kesef Kedushin and Maisei Adayim of the daughter go to the father, but they're learned from two different distinct pesukim. Everyone got it there? The Itzrich Lemichtov? That's where we're up to. You got it, Daniel, there?
Yeah.
Vitzrich lemichtov kedusheha laviha. Vitzrich lemichtov maisi adeh laviha. You need to teach both. De'ikas of rachmana kedusheha laviha. Havamine, if you just had kedushin going to the father, havamine mishum de lo tarcha behu. Because the daughter does not schlep, or doesn't schwitz, we should say, rather. She doesn't schwitz to get them. So the father should get them. The Kesef Kedushin should go right to the father. But the Maisidan, which she does schwitz, I would think that it's hers. Kamash Malan, not that even the Maisidan go to who? Go to her father. Okay? Let's go the other way. If you just had Maisidan going to the father, I would think to come Mitzinamine. I would think because why? Because she's sustained from him. He supports her. He gives her food on the table. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So he has in mind that he should get the Maisei Adayim. Right? So I understand the father gets the Maisei Adayim. Ava Kedushin, Kedusheha, Dimi Alma Ka'asalo. What's Dimi Alma mean? What's the word Dimi Alma mean? Comes from externally. Comes from outside. Right? His das is not on that at all. So Ema di dohave, I would think that she should keep her own money. Tzricha. Therefore, we know both. We need both psukim to tell me they cannot be learned from one another. Okay? So we got that? So lock, stock, and barrel, what emerges? That you have two separate makoros. The maisadayim of the daughter goes to the father. Yes? And the kesef kedushin goes to the father as well. So we have to note a few things here. Let's get them. Okay? Let's note a few things. There is an interesting machlokes on this Gemara, okay? There's an interesting machlokes. Here you are, Tzvi. There's an interesting machlokes on this Gemara that let us say over now, okay? The machlokes is Tosfos in Meseches Gittin Adaf Mem Zayin and Mebeis Dibra Maskul Obeisko. The Gilyon Marasha quotes it here, Shlomo Eger. Even though a father is not mechuyev, min haTorah to sustain his daughter. Did you know that? A father's not mechuyev min haTorah to sustain his daughter. Any guy that would do that is a terrible father, obviously. But he's not mechuyev min haTorah to sustain his daughter. Since he's not mechuyev min haTorah to sustain his daughter, but since it is the derech for what? For fathers to sustain their daughters, the Torah was mezakim with Maisei Adayim. So I want you to get that line down. When it says Yash Muinin, Maisei Adeda Kam Mitzana Minei, he's not mechuyev to sustain her mina Torah. But since it's the derech that a father does that, so he lemaisa, the Torah was mezakim with Maisei Adayim. Now, what exactly is the kesher between Mizonos and Maisei Adayim? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says because the father has it in his mind. When he gives her breakfast, lunch, and dinner, he has in mind that what is he going to get in return? Her earnings. Her Maisei Adayim. I mean, Rashi says it beferish. He has in mind that he's going to get her earnings back because he's sustaining her. So Rashi writes clearly, it's kind of like a das. It's kind of like that's what the father has in mind. So it's only right that he should get something back. If you look in the Rashba right here, the Rashba says not that way. He says the kesher between Mizonos and Maisei Adayim is as follows. The Maisei Adayim come from the Koach HaMizonos. If he gives her a robust breakfast, lunch, and dinner, she's going to be able to work that much more. And her earnings will be that much more. And therefore, he'll be able to get what? He'll be able to get more money. So that's the direct correlation. So if I ask you how to learn up the pshat in the Gemara, it's a machlokas Rashi and Rashba. What's the correlation between the Maisi Adayim and the mezonos that he gives her? The correlation, says Rashi, is the father has in mind that for him providing breakfast, lunch, and dinner, he's going to get her earnings back. Okay. According to the Rashba, has nothing to do with what his mindset is. Has to do with the bottom line is if he gives her a robust breakfast, lunch, and dinner, she's going to work that much more and therefore get more earnings. So what's the difference between the Rosh and the Rosh? Well, so the Machan Ephraim writes, one of the great Gedolei Achronim in Simon Gimel, the Machan Ephraim writes that according to Rashi, that it's all an issue of mindset. What would be by a boy, a small boy, a Ben Cutton, who the father also supports. The father supports his son also. Okay? Let's say he's somech al shulchan aviv. That means the father supporting his son. What's the din in that case? Alach l'maisa. What'd you say? He would get his earnings. Excellent, Daniel. Excellent. Very excellent. Proud of you. Very good. I mean, Rashi writes this in Bava Metzia, Befer, Sadi Beizim and Beiz. That is Shitas Rashi. That if he's putting out a breakfast, lunch, and dinner for his son, and then he should get his son's earnings. So if it's all an issue of a mindset, then it should apply to a boy as well. But the Ritva and the Ravid argue Beferish. The Ritva and the Ravid say, no way. The Ritva and the Ravid says, the Maisi Adayim, Lamaisa, the Maisi Adayim do not go what? Do not go to the father. Okay? See, according to Rashi, if you view it as a mindset issue, right, so then it should apply to a boy too as well. Because since he's supporting what? Since he's supporting the boy, Lamaisa, maybe the mindset of the father should get the son's earnings. But according to the Rashba, Halacha Lamaisa, which is just the notion of that she'll be able to work harder, right? Has nothing to do with what his mindset is. So, but that doesn't show anything. And that's in fact the way Ritva and Ravid write. The Ritva and Ravid are cholek on Rashi and say that a young boy, the father does not get the earnings.
Is this anybody girl?
What'd you say? No, the Gemara says Beferish, that the father gets the earnings. Might see a dime of the bot. But Lamaisi, if you learn like what? If you don't learn like the Ritva, Rashba, it's possible to say that what? That's just an objective correlation, that doesn't speak to anything about a mindset. Once you go to the realm of the mindset, there's no reason to distinguish between a boy and a girl. You follow me? But if you're working with objectively the correlation between Maisei Adayim and earnings, then that's exactly what it is. That we only have the mucker by a girl. The boy who says the father gets it. And that's what the Ritva and the Ravid would be like, what the Rashba. Okay? Very good. So that's our first mahalach I wanted to mention here in the Trichus and the Gemara. Yes, Ben?
Shouldn't the Rashba say also that even if he's a boy, he's still going to... This far is going to be that he's going to still produce more Maisei
Adayim. Yeah, but that's only if you're working off a mucker. We know the Maisei Adayim of a girl go. But the fact of the matter is, you're working off a mucker. We know the Maisei Adayim go, so that's why the Gemara relates the two and says, well, you know, since he sustains her, Lamaisa, then he should get the Maisei Adayim. That's already assuming the assumption that we know that's the din. That's not going to create the din. You follow me? According to Rashi, Rashi gives you more of a svara of why the din is so, because that's his mindset, right? See, according to the Rashi, he's working with already a pre-existing din. We don't have a pre-existing din that the earnings of the son go to the father. You hear what I'm saying?
We're saying the Rashi is not provide. It's just
the Rashi is just working with the din. He's saying that one relates to the other. He's not telling you what the svar of why is. Once Rashi gets you in the realm of a mindset, which is why be mechalik in a young girl and a young boy? Whereas according to the Shitas of Rashba, Rashba's saying you have to have a mucker. There is no mucker to get your son stuff. You follow me? So that's the first mahalach I want to suggest here. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. Now, the second mahalach I want to mention here is an interesting kasha l'maisa of Rabbi Kivager. Okay? Rabbi Kivager has a kasha here. Let's get it down. Rabbi Kivager basically asks, in Dibra Maskul Tzrichin, it's also in the Mishnah Ksubis in Osnun Dalit. Basically, what Rabbi Kivager wants to say is as follows: how is it shayich? How is it absolutely shayich? And this is what he really speaks out here. It's also in Ksubis Menvom and Beis. How is it shayich halacha l'maisa that a Gemara has a hava meaning? to learn Kiddushin from Maisei Adayim. Isn't that what the Gemara says? That the father should get the Kesef Kiddushin from the fact he gets earnings, yes? How do you learn the two? The Maisei Adayim of the father, he gets the Kesef after she works. The Kiddushin, he has a schus to be Mekadesh, and it's his. And not just that she gets it and then it goes to her, goes to him. You follow me? By Maisei Adayim, what happens? She brings in the money, goes to her, and then it's sat back to him. You follow me? It boomerangs back to the father. By Kesef Kiddushin, what do we learn? He's the boss. It's not funneled through her and then goes to him. How do you learn one from another? How could the Gemara have such a hava meaning? The Gemara stands on its head here and says you need two psukim to tell me each. Meaning to say that I would have been able to learn out Kiddushin from Maisei Adayim. How can I learn Kiddushin from Maisei Adayim? Maisei Adayim, she gets it, it goes to her account, then it goes to his account, the father. By Kesef Kiddushin, it doesn't go to her account, it goes straight to him. That's the kasha of the Rebbe Kivager. Okay? That's what Rebbe Kivager writes. Now, I want to just note, if you remember this, it's clear that Rebbe Kivager is learning like the Pnei Yehoshua and the Mahari. Remember, we had a steer in the Pnei Yehoshua, that a father cannot force his daughter to do her Maisei Adayim. Remember we said our father can't force a daughter to work? We had a steer in the Pnei Yehoshua. Remember we had that? We had a sheet is whether a father can what? Force his daughter to go to work. You remember that? Remember we had that machlokas? We had a steer in the Pnei Yehoshua. You remember that? Okay, but nonetheless, we said according to what? According to the Ma'arit, he can definitely what? Force halacha l'maisa. He cannot force his daughter to go to work. That's what the Ma'arit Shita was. Okay? That's what the Pnei Yehoshua held in Ma'arit and Daf Tet Zayin. Other Shita said not the way. Okay? The Rabban said not the way. Remember the Rabban said the father can't force her to go to work? So then it's on the same page. You follow me, Daniel? In other words, if you can force your daughter to go to work, that means you're the Bala boss. That means you're the Bala boss, the mice, okay? You're the boss. So if you're the boss, like Abedi Kedushin, you're the boss, like Abedi Maisei Adayim, you can make her go to work. So the whole kasha doesn't start. Rabbi Kivager's learning like the Pnei Yehoshua and the Maharit that what? That the Maisei Adayim goes to her account and goes to him. That's not the way Kedushin works. Kedushin is told down him. Totally him. He's the boss. So that's the kasha that Rabbi Kivager asks. Okay? It's a very, very strong kasha. No? So, Lamaisa, how do you answer this kasha? Very difficult kasha, Lamaisa. I mean, how does the Gemara present it? So basically, the answer that we could give is that the Imre Bina.
Is it really having a problem?
Yeah, it's a problem, Lamaisa.
Hey, I'm going to say it's our different still.
Yeah, but he's the boss. If he's the boss, he's the boss. But he's not the boss in Maisei Adayim. He's not the boss. So you know what the Imre Bina answers? That this Gemara is going like a Shlokish. Our Gemara is going like a Shlokish. Who's Reish Lakish? You remember Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish is the Nara can Mekadosh herself. You remember that? Rabbi Yochanan said, Avi of Elohi. But who gets the money? Who gets the money? The father gets the money. So there you have it. So according to Reish Lakish, by Kedushin, what happens, Daniel? It goes to her and then to him. That's exactly like Maisei Adayim. It goes to her, then to him.
He says a Nara can...
Nara can Mekadosh herself. That's what we learned from... That's what we learned Reish Lakish said in Mendal and Mbeis. Very good. So in Malil, it comes out that they're identical now. Okay? That's Lamaisa, what the Imre Bina wants to give an answer. Ibn Ezra Simon Yud, Dibra Maskel Veneri. Okay? That's what he wants to give an answer. Imre Bina gives that answer. That we're going to Libra Reish Lakish. It's a bit chiddish. Say we're going to Libra Reish Lakish. Okay. Reish Lakish says, remember, Rabbi Yochanan said, Avi of Lohi, she can't even Mekadosh herself a Nara. That's where the Rambam Paskins. Reish Lakish said, a Nara can Mekadosh herself, but the money goes to the father. So there you have the same box where the money goes to her and zapped to him.
Same transactions?
What'd you say?
Same transactions?
Same thing. Yeah. The first goes to the girl and then goes to the father. So then you understand a good half of me. Now the Makna here, so that's the second Mahalav. Third Mahalav, the Makna Esakashi. The Makna here, Dir Maskal Val Esakashi, he basically has asked the opposite. What do you mean the opposite? He says, how do you learn Kedushin? It's Yisurin Dispe Mamona from Maisei Adayim, which is pure Mamon. You know, there's a Tysing Subis on Menvavim Beis Dir Maskal Mamona that writes, you can't learn Yisur Dispe Mamona from Yisur Delespe Mamona. That's what Tysus says.
So what is that?
Yeah, Tysus says in Ksubis Mem Vavim Beis Daniel Draskim Mamona that you can't learn out You cannot. You cannot learn out, and this is what Taisa says explicitly, Yisura Dispe Mamona. What's the example of Yisura Dispe Mamona? He says you can't learn out Yisura Dispe Mamona, correct? From what? From the Nedarim. You can't learn out from the Nedarim. Okay? Kiddushin is Yisura Dispe Mamona, and the Nedarim is Yisur. Afaris Nedarim is Yisur. Okay?
What's the
Surah Dispe Mamona? Toysus and Ksubis and Beis makes a clap. You can't learn Yisura Dispe Mamona from Yisura Dispe Mamona. Let's get it down. You cannot learn Yisura Dispe Mamona, which is Kedushin, from Yisura Dispe Mamona, which is what? A forest and Dharma.
What is
Yisura Dispe Mamona? And there's a category that has Yisur but Mamon with it. So Kedushin is an Yisur, she becomes Asur to the whole world. And there's also cash, because of Kedushin. So it has both. You follow me? Yisur Dispe Mamona. So remember we had that here on Gimel and Beis? If the Gemara wanted to say, why don't you learn everything out from Faris Nedarim? Learn out the Kesek Kedushin Faris Nedarim. Mamona Yisur Li Alfina. Remember we wrote on the board the three areas of Dini Atayra? Remember we had there three categories of Dini Atayra? Mamon, Yisur, and Tumavitara. Remember they said that from the Vilna Gaon? And from Rabbi Yosef Engel quoting from the Vilna Gaon? You remember that? Remember we always said there are three areas of Dini Atayra? We wrote on the board. You remember Yosef? So he's saying that the Tyson Ksuba says Kedushin is Yisur Dispe Mamona. He can't learn out from Faris Nedarim. That's what Tyson said. You got it down? That's what Tyson says in Ksubas. So the basically the Machna asks, he says, what's going on here? How could you have a Havam and you learn Kedushin, which is Yisur Dispe Mamona, from Maaseh Yadayim, which is Mamon? Yeah? Which is Maaseh Yadayim, which is Mamon. It's like a takeoff of the Tyson Ksubas. Tyson Ksubas says you can't learn what? Yisur Dispe Mamona from what? From Yisur. So you also can't learn Yisur Dispe Mamona from Mamon. See, the three categories we're saying here right now, Daniel. There's some that's pure Mamon, Maaseh Yadayim. That's on one side of the polar. There's some that's pure Yisur, that's a Faris Nedarim. There's something in the middle, which is Kedushin, which is what? Which is Yisur Dispe Mamona. So Tyson says in Ksubas, you can't learn Yisur Dispe Mamona from what? You can't learn Kedushin from what? From a Faris Nedarim, which is Yisur. So the Machna says, how does our Gemara have a Havamina that you can learn that Kedushin from Maaseh Yadayim? Maaseh Yadayim is Mamon. It's pure Mamon. You're the Kasha? That's what the Machna asks. Yes, Daniel?
Maybe you could say that we saw that there are two dinim in Kiddushin Musum, that there's dinim Yisur and dinim Mamon, there's a chilek between the two.
You're right. I understand, but it is a category that has both. You can't deny it. You make a good point, but it has both. Maaseh Yadayim only has Mamon, Faris Nedarim only has Yisur.
But they're not necessarily
dependent on each other. Yeah, but it's a category that contains both, though. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but the bottom line is that what? If you're going to follow Tysus' mindset in Ksubas, which is you can't learn Yisur Dispe Mamona from Yisur, then how do you learn Yisur Dispe Mamona from Mamon here? Maaseh Yadayim. What is the whole point of it? Tzrichusa, I need the two psukim, right? Why do I need the two psukim? Because I can't learn out one from the other. But the Havamina is I could have learned one out from the other. How can you have such a Havamina? So you see, Rabbi Kiveger asked it from which direction? How do you learn Kedushin from what? From Maaseh Yadayim, because what? Maaseh Yadayim, the father is, Maaseh Yadayim, the goes to her account to the father. Whereas by Kedushin, he's the boss, right? The Machna is asking basically the opposite. What's the Machna asking? The Machna is asking, how do you learn what? How do you learn Kedushin from Maaseh Yadayim, Lamaisa? Because the bottom line is that what? The bottom line is that how does the Gemara want to learn our Kedushin from Maaseh Yadayim? Maaseh Yadayim is Mamon. Kedushin is what? Mamon is Yisur. Maaseh Yadayim
or Faris Nedarim?
No. Tulsa's talking about a Faris Nedarim. Our Gemara's talking about Maaseh Yadayim. And it's the same concept, though. You follow me? If Tulsa says you can't learn out Mamon Yisur Yisur from Yisur, so you can't learn out Mamon Yisur Yisur from Mamon. It's not really the opposite Kasha, Lamaise. It's a similar Kasha. It's a similar Kasha. Okay. What'd you say?
You really said Maaseh Yadayim is Mamona?
Maaseh Yadayim, no, is Mamon. Let's get it again, one more time. Pure Mamon. So just like Tosa says in Ksubas, what does Tosa say in Ksubas? You can't learn Kedushin, which is Momen Dispiyasa, from what? From Hafarsner, which is purism. So how can you learn Momen Dispiyasa Kedushin from Maaseh Adayim, which is pure Momen? Exactly. You got it exactly right. That's the kasha, okay? That's the kasha. I mean, it is. I mean, because Rabbi Kivager was basically asking how to learn Maaseh Adayim from Kesef Kedushin. Now he's asking how you learn Kedushin from Maaseh Adayim. Okay, it's however you want to say it. It's opposite. They're asking on the Gemara, how do you make this comparison, the Havamim? So the Machna answers, let's get it. The Machna wants to say, beautiful shot. What's the Machna want to tie in? The Machna wants to say, Iker Din of Kedushin, that a father is Mekadosh, a girl, is Isser. Is Isura. We learn that out from Maaseh Adayim. We learn that out from Hafaras Nadarim. When Maaseh Adayim, we learn out Kesef, that is to the Av, that's Mamonim and Mamonim. Okay? So what's the answer? What's the answer of the Machne? So Lamaisi wants to say, since we find a father has a schus legabe nedarim, which is an iser, and legabe maisadim, which is mamon, it's not a problem. The father, just kind of like you were saying, Daniel, I think you're driving at, the father is really the boss in two areas. In Maaseh Adayim, which is Momo, and also in Hafarsadayim, which is Isser. So you see, he himself has bialis in two areas. So Mamela, you can learn out from both of them Kedushin, which has Isser and Momo.
Because he has bialis in both aspects.
What'd you say?
Because he has bialis in both aspects,
okay?
So he can choose?
What'd you say?
So
it's a little difficult, though. How does that answer it? Because Maaseh Adayim L'Maisa is still pure Mammon. How do you learn African Kedushin, which is what? Which also has Isser. Still, does that really answer the kasha?
Yeah, you can say it's like AB positive blood. It's like universal donor or universal receiver. That he's able to just absorb both types of...
Basically, so he asks on himself, he says, the bottom line is though, Maaseh Adayim is Mammon and Kedushin is Isser. So what do you do? So basically what he wants to say is, the Iker Din of Kedushin, the father can Mekadosh, marry her off, is Yisura. And we learn that out from Hafaras Nedarim. And Maaseh Adayim, what do we learn from Maaseh Adayim? That the Kesef goes to the father. So really that's Mamona from Mamona. You follow me?
Yeah.
So break it down now. When a father marries off his daughter, there are two elements. What happens? She's usher to the whole world. And also what? And also the guy gets the money. So the fact he's usher to the whole world, that goes what? That's learned from Hafaras Nedarim. You follow me? And the fact that what? The fact that what? The money goes to her, goes to the father, is learned from where? Maaseh Adayim.
It's like a Tzad Shavu.
Yeah, it's even more than that, though. Because the bottom line is that there's two elements in the marriage. He's usher to everyone. They learn out from Hafaras Nedarim. That's Isser. And the fact that he gets a Kesef Kedushin, that's from Maaseh Adayim. So therefore, that's how you can learn it out from both. It's not considered to be a problem. Allah l'maisa. You can learn out Maaseh Adayim because the bottom line is that there is an element, Allah l'maisa. Okay? The only thing is that according to Taisvis, you remember according to the Shitas HaTaisvis? According to Shitas HaTaisvis, what are we learning here? You remember what the Shitas HaTaisvis? Kavanas HaTaisvis, we said, it could very well, but this doesn't really go well with the Tyson Subis. Why? Because Tyson Subis seemed to say we learned the Iker Din Kedushin from here. Stiklus says, how do you learn that out from Maaseh Adayim? You know what I mean? He wants to say you're learning the Iker Din Kedushin from here. We're saying that really you're learning out that the Kesef goes to the father. Not the notion of what? Not the notion of having the ability to marry her off. Tyson Subis seemed to say you have the ability to marry her off from here as well. Allah Lamaisa. So that's a little bit difficult. That's Lamaisa, what the stipler asks. How do you learn that out from Maaseh Adayim? Maaseh Adayim just told me that what? The money goes to the father. It doesn't tell me you have the ability to marry her off. So at the end of the day, how are we answering the Aflo's Kasha, the Machna's Kasha? The Aflo is the same Gadol. You're on Ksuba, it's called the Sefer Aflo, and Kedusha is called the Machna. So how are we answering the Kasha at the end of the day? We're answering the Kasha at the end of the day that what? What are we saying? We're basically saying his kasha was, how do you learn out what? How does our Gemara have a mean to learn out Kedushin, which is through this Mamona from Maaseh Adayim, which is pure Mamon? So what's the answer? The answer is it's really what? It's really a package deal. The package deal is the din, we're breaking it down. What are we focusing on here? The money. The money going to the father really is mammon. So that you can learn from what? From Lysia Dine. That's a little schwer though, because Tysus seemed to say in Tzubis, we're not just learning the money going to the father, we're learning the ability to marry her off. You follow me? So that's a little bit, well, that's a little bit difficult. Allah al-Mais. Okay. Fine. And the last nekud I want to get to, and then we'll get to this or Chodosh, okay, later on in the Masechta, is as follows. The truth is, Allah al-Mais, which we pointed out, the Gemara says, the Ramban asks, Dirmaskal E, the Ramban and the Ritva, how can the Gemara say the Maisi the dime of the father go to the Maisi the dime of the daughter go to the father because he sustains her? He has a right not to sustain her. If he chooses not to sustain her, and any extra after what she works, he gets it. So what's going on here? He doesn't have an obligation to sustain her. So the Ramban answers, the Torah gives him the Maisi the dime even if what, even if it doesn't sustain her. Allah al-Maisi. Okay? She's misparnis from the Maisi Adayim. That's considered that she's misparnis from the father. It's an interesting answer. In other words, you follow me? Even though the father doesn't have an obligation to sustain her, but at the end of the day, since the Torah says you get her Maisi Adayim, even if he doesn't sustain her, Allah al-Maisi, and she what? How do you think she eats breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Because the earnings what? Go to the father. So that's what it means. That's what the Ramban wants to tell you. Okay? So Tyson Gittin on Mem Zion in the base says the Kavanah of Gemara is not that the father's chayv to farnes his daughter. It's the derech. Since it's the derech, the Torah says you're able to do it. Okay? And the Pnei Yeshua writes in Ksubis, the whole Gemara is just to answer up the Tzrichusa. But after we learn out the Psukim that the Kesek Kedusha goes to the father, and the Maisedayim go to the father, even if he's not misparnes her, halacha l'maisa. So in other words, the truth of the matter is that these dinim are happening, trying to create why you need a tzichusa. Once you know the din, though, the father doesn't have to mefarnes her at all. Allah l'maisa. Could very well be, also maybe the maisa time only goes to the father when he's actually mefarnes her. Could very well be that's the din. Allah l'maisa. Okay, very good. So we got that again. Let's just repeat that, okay? And then we'll get to the din of Chodesh l'maisa, okay? Again. How does the Gemara say the Maisi Adayim go to the father? Because he's Mefarnesser. He doesn't have to Mefarnesser. In fact, any extra Maisi Adayim over the Mazonos, he keeps it. The answer is that in a Hanami, he doesn't have to sustain her. But anything she brings in, he can feed her breakfast, lunch, and dinner from it. That's what the Gemara means. That's what the Ramban and the Ritva say. You follow me? That's what it means, that Lamaisa. He sustains her. Okay. The other Teretz is that's the Derech, even though Mikra Din doesn't have to. What's the third Teretz? The Pnei Yeshua just says in the Hanami, at this point of the Gemara, when the Gemara is necessitating the Psuk, the Tzichusa, could very well be the Gemara held the father was. But once you learn out the din, after you learn out from the Pusik that the Kesef Kedusha goes to the father, Maisi Adayim go to the father even if he's not Mefarneser. Okay? That's after it's all said and done. Achreiki Chlos HaKol. Okay, good. So that's the Kiddush that I wanted to point out. Halacha L'maisa. It's interesting, the Maram Shif. One more Nakuda here. The Maram Shif here points out in Ksubis that the Gemara that does a Tzichusa could have said the Maisi Adayim, could very well be the Maisi Adayim go to the father because he's able to sell her. He's able to sell her to Narus. Kedushin is forever. You follow me? So you can only sell her up into Narus. So maybe that's why he gets the Maisi Adayim. But Kedushin, which is forever, maybe not. The Gemara could have said that as well. So why don't you get that Nakuda down? Gemara selected not to say it. But the Gemara could have said that as well, writes the Maram Shif. Okay, we got it? Again, you got it? You follow me, Daniel? The Gemara could have said another Tzichusa. The reason why he gets the Maisa Adayim, because he can only sell her till Narus, so it's a limited thing. Something that, if he's Mekadosher, that's a permanent thing till they get divorced. Maybe the father doesn't have the ability, Lamaisa, to be able to what? To be able to do that. Yeah, we brought that up in the Tysis, no? Remember we brought that up? Where was that in the Tysis? You remember? On the bottom of Gimel and Beis, no? Yeah, very good. Didn't we bring that up? That was forever? Where Lashon? Remember where was the Lashon? Where was it in the Tysis? I thought it was the next to last Tysis, no?
We said it outside.
Yeah, that's how we're mashed with the Toysis, yeah. No?
Yeah.
That's our mashed with the Toysis. Didn't Moscow. Which Toysis? Yeah. The bottom or the
bottom, the bottom one, the Enuma?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's next to last Toysis.
Yeah, the Yechlam with the Lord Dami.
Exactly. That's how we're mashed with the Toysis. Very good. Excellent. Because that's forever, we said, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, that's a similar thing. The Gemara could have said that to Yekus as well. The Marav Shifts is the Gemara selected not to. Okay, good. That's the sugya. So we'll pick it. I'm going to pick it up, God willing, from the two dots after Yom Tov. We're going to have to chaz. Let's go in and out of the Gemara later. Take a look at Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. I want to discuss the din of Chodesh. Now Sunday we have Shir let's do Shir instead of 10:15. Ben, you fix it. 10:15. We'll have Shir at 11:30 because I got to do Alkomas Matzeva. And then Monday we'll have Shir 11:30. Same. Actually, no. Monday 9:30. 9:30 we have Shir before the Torahthon. Can you guys get her at 9:30? Shiloh, if I can get her on time at 9:30. Try the best you can. Okay. At the marathon later in the day, like around 4, no? 4:30. I don't remember. Today I got it. Okay. Let's see the sugi here on Chodesh. I want to just point out. Take a look at the Mishnah here. Okay. Take a look at the Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Okay? See the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, it says as follows. Ko mitzvah, she tluya baretz, ena noheg ela baretz. Does everyone have it? Any mitzvah that's totally in Eretz Yisrael, totally in the land, like Chumas and Meisters, obviously is only in Eretz Yisrael. She ain't a tluya baretz. If it's not dependent on the land, like staka, something on the goof, noheg is bein baretz, bein mchutzlaretz. It applies both Eretz Yisrael and mchutzlaretz. Chutz, with the exception of what? Chutz mina orla v'kilayim, except from orla v'kilayim that apply, even though it's tluya baretz, it applies even in chutz laretz. Orla is halacha l'mashmi Sinai, and we assume kilayim is the rabbanon. Rabbi Lazar omer af chadash. Rabbi Lazar says even chadash. Now what does that mean, even chadash? So, the Gemara has a shayla here. Was Rabbi Lazar l'kula or l'chumra? Okay? More as a shayla, was Rabbi Lazar l'kula or l'chumra? More as a shayla, is he being makel or is he being machmer? So, the bottom line is that he's poshup shot is that he's being machmer, and that the Isra of Kaddish applies everywhere, not just Eretz Yisrael but also Chutz Lartz. Okay, so I want you to get this before we get to the Taisis here. What is the Isra of Kaddish? Any wheat. 5 grains, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, or oats, the first year of its growth is usher. You have to wait until the Korban Omer is offered to make it mutter. When is the Korban Omer offered? On the second day of Pesach, on the 16th of Nisan. Then all the wheat after that date is considered to be old now. You follow me? You can eat old wheat. Now the truth is, you look in the Chumash, it's like ham. The Isser of Chodesh is like ham. It's a real Isser. And the question I want to go through today is why that B'nai Torah, most B'nai Torah in all over the world are Mekel. Mekel, the Gedolei Olam that are Mekel on this, that don't eat Yashin. So when people say I'm Makbet on Yashin, means they're Makbet on the Isra Chodesh. Yashin's Mutter, Chodesh is Aser. You follow me? Okay? And the truth is, it's like ham. I mean, it's an Isra and Diraisa. So the first thing that I want to point out is, and let's get it, is that the Taisv is here, on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. Okay? Tosos Dimer Maskel on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. Okay? Actually, it's Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Tosos cold, but it's a big Tosos. At the very end of the Tosos, actually, it's the top of Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, like I said, but there's no Dimer Maskel. It's running on from Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Points out the end of the Tosos, he says, Venira. He points out, you see that? He says, Beferish, Venira de Chadash Nami, okay? You see Lamed Zayim and Aleph? The top Tulsas, but it's running on the Tulsas from Lamed Vavim base. He says, Mashba, Yushalmi Nami, de Chadash Noeg Nami, Af Besho Goy. You see that? No, right here. Just Chodesh Noeg Af B'Sho Goy. You got it?
Yeah.
If it's Goyish owned property, is there an Isser Chodesh? So Tosos quotes here that there is an Isser. And if you look in the Torah in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Samach Gimel, Chadash is Aser even in Chutzlards, and it's Aser even what? Even with a Goyish owned property. And that's what the Rif and the Rosh say. They paskin like Rabbi Lazar, that Chadash is Aser even in Chutzlards. Because there's a Stam Mishnah like him in Orla. Amazing. Okay? There's a Stam Mishnah in Orla like that. So, the Pnei Yehoshua in the Kuntrus Achron is Mistapek. He says, that Nisid Yerais and Nisid Rabbanim, it's Goyish owned. So he concludes that it's a Nisid Yerais because there's no Pusik that's Mamai Goyish owned Chodesh. And he says, so says the Chuvus Arosh. But if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, let's get it down, Yosef, Reish Sadi Gimel Osid Gimel, Reish Sadi Gimel Osid Gimel Aruch HaShulchan, he learns that Taisus says that it's Nisim Midrabanan. He learns in Taisus that it's Nisim Midrabanan, Goyish Own Chodesh. So, Lamaisa, what emerges here is a big problem. I mean, if you're going to paskin that Chodesh applies everywhere on the planet Earth, and it applies to Goyish Own property, then you're really in trouble, okay? But we'll try to save it. But there is a Bach. The Bach on the tour asks a Pella, he says, why are they no egg in our Medina, everyone's making on the Israel Chodesh? Even Gedolei Torah, they drank beer from Goyim, that from new wheat. So the Bach says that they were Makel, right? When I say beer, you know what I'm saying, whatever, that's what they drank. You know, it wasn't like Budweiser, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't Budweiser or Coors. You know, they had to drink something, so they drank that, you know. It wasn't like they pulled, you know what I'm saying? So he says, what's going on with this, the Bach says. So what's the answer? The Bach says that the Bach learns that against Tosos, that there is no Chodesh by a Goy, plain and simple. I want you to get it down. That if it's Goyish owned property, there is no Isser of Chodesh. He says the Rif and the Rambam never mention it explicitly. And therefore, he thinks that the Rif and the Rambam would be Mako by Goyish owned property. Now, Rove Fields in America owned by Goyim. There you have it. A first what? First Kula. That it's owned by Goyim. It's okay. According to the Bach. And the Bach goes further. And he says, I'll give you a mucker. He's Mamayit Chadash from a Goy. Bless you. It says in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, it says the Korban Omer cannot come from barley that a Goy harvested. You know, the Korban Omer is made from barley. So if a Goy harvested, it's off limits. It says, Ketzir Chavlo Ketzir Akum. So Al Pidin, he says, that's my marker. That Chadash owned by a Goy is Mutter. Okay? And he says, the Raya of Taisvus, the Bach, is Doche. And he says he says that according to the Tanakhama, Lamaisa, the Yushalmi, it doesn't apply by a Goy. And even Rabbi Lazar, who mentions Chodosh, Af Beinashal Goy, you can't ask them to mention Chal, because Chal is not Cholik on the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lazar only mentions Chodosh, because it's Cholik on the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lazar might say it applies to a Goy. But the bottom line is, it says he suggested this in front of Gedolei Olam, namely the Maharal. The Bach suggested his heter according to the Maharal, and he said it was good. He says there's no one that can contradict his words, and there was no one that paskin in Isser against the Minig. He said, someone wants to be Machmer, it's a good thing, it's a Midas Chasidus, but he says, you know what, I don't think you should do it in public. You should not allow to be Machmer unless you're Mefursim, that you're a Chassid, you're a Tzaddik. Okay? So this is the famous heter of the Bach. Famous Heter of the Bach. However, the Shach in Simon Reish Sadi Gimel Sifkot and Vav says the Bach is a Pella. This Bach is a Pella. All his Dvarav are Tmuim. And the Gon in Simon Reish Sadi Gimel Sifkot and Bezar is Docha the Bach. And he says the Bir Agola that quotes him, Kfar Hiku Gal Katkoto, they already hit him on his head. This is what the Bir Agolas is, his grandfather. The Gon quotes the Bach, and he says they hit him on his head. Not literally, but he said all the Gedolei Achronim hit him on his head, and it would have been better if he'd been quiet. Tov Haisalo Ashtikin. So they're very, very vigorous against this Bach. And the Shagasariyeh in Dinei Chodeshim and Gimel is Cholek B'Charifis on the Bach, very strongly. And he says, you know what? That which the Gedolei Olam didn't contradict him is because it was what? It was meaningless. They didn't feel a need to contradict him. And he says, the fact that the Rif and the Ram didn't mention it, that's bogus. Shagasariyeh says, they don't mention things that aren't mentioned in Shas. So just because they didn't mention it doesn't mean they hold its mutter. They only mention things that are mentioned in Shas. And his drush about Korban Omer Mekitzir Shal Goy, he says that the Shagasari and the Pnei Yishud Michas Chinuch says one's not totally on the other. There was crops, there was barley, there was a Nisr Chadosh, even if you can't bring it from an Omer, like Chutzlarts, according to the Ram, can you bring the Korban Omer from New York State? No. But there is a Nisr Chadosh in Chutzlarts. So you see one is not totally on the other. You have to say, according to the Bach, that the getter of Isser of Chodesh is what? That it's an usser for a hedgeot to eat before it goes on the Mizbeach. If it can't go on the Mizbeach, then what? If it can't go on the Mizbeach, then it's mutter. Correct. So a goyish own wheat, barley, can't go on the Mizbeach for the korbanum, so it's mutter. We hold it. Who says the hot two things are habatalia? I shouldn't say we, because the whole olam as well relies on the Bach. But we're going to come up with another het or two as well. So Lamaisa, the Shach quotes from the Lechem Mishnah and the Mishnayis. Why are people mako by beer? I want you to get this. The reason why they mako by beer, you know, hops, barley hops, the Shach quotes from the Sefer Lechem Mishnah, is because it's liquid. Mashke that comes from Chodesh is mutter because it's Zeya Ba'alma. Zeya Ba'al means it's sweat. Okay? And the Shach quotes from the Chumas HaRosh and the Chumas HaDeshin that Mashke comes out of Chodesh is Aser. So not everyone held it as Mutter, but he said there are those that were Mekel.
Who says
it's Aser? The Shach quotes the Sefer Lechem Mishnah that says that Mashke comes out of Chodesh is Mutter because it's Zeya Ba'al. But the Shach quoted the Chumas HaRosh and the Chumas HaDeshin, who are Rishonim, who say that Mashke comes out of Chodesh is Taka Aser. So the Pnei Yeshua concludes in the Kutra Sakram, he concludes that the Isser of beer is Midrabanan, and even though Chodesh and Chutzlars is Isser Minatar, the beer is only Isser Midrabanan. That's why they were Mekel, because there are some that Paskin, like the Tanakama, that there's no Isser of Chodesh and Chutzlars, or of a Goy. So there are those that are Mekel on the beer. Okay? Because the beer might be only Midrabanan, but it might not apply to a Chutzlars, might not apply to a Goy. So what are the two Heterim that we've had so far? Number one, it might not apply to a Goy according to the Bach. What's the other one? It might not apply to Chutzlars, which we have to fine-tune now.
Is there a legitimate difference between Mahlam and Masha here?
What'd you say?
There would be a significant difference between Masha and Mahlam?
Yes. According to these Gedolei HaPoskim, correct. There would be. Maybe it only be an Isser Midrabanan. But Lamais, if you say it's an Isser Rabbanan, so then you can bring up the other coolers. Well, maybe it's from Chutzlars, and also maybe it's from what? Maybe it's from a Goy. You follow me? Once you've downgraded the Rabbanan, it's much more easy to be made correct. Okay. So we did say that the Rif and the Rosh, Paschal like a Blazer Chodesh, is also in Chutzlars. Okay. The Taz writes that the Rif was only Machmir Misafek, Halacha Lamaisa. He was only Machmir Misafek, but it's a little difficult because the Rambam in Ilchos Machalos Asus Pirik Yud Halacha Beis says you'll look it. Mashmitz in Isser Vadai. So the bottom line is that Halacha Lamaisa seems to be that you could say maybe a Chiddush, and that is as follows. There is a shita that might say we paskin like the Tanakama, which we show in paskin like the Tanakama, not Rabbi Lazar. So the shita of Rav Baruch, the Sefer HaTruma. Let's get it. There was a Ruah, the Rabbeinu Avigdor, Rabbeinu Avigdor Katz, the three Rishonim, Rabbeinu Baruch, there was a Ruah, the Rabbeinu Avigdor Katz, they paskin like the Tanakama. Okay? They paskin like the Tanakama. The Sefer HaTruma. And therefore, Poshib Shad is, if you pass like the Tanakhama against Rabbi Lazar Daniel, you hold Chodesh as Mutter and Chutzlars. So we did dig up some Rishonim that say that. Now, The Sefer HaTrumah says it is Aser, but only Midrabanan. But what they Aser though? Only lands close to Eretz Yisrael. America is not close to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore there's no Isra of Chadash. So we've just dug up another Kulam. Some Rishonim held like who? Held like the Tanakhama. And therefore lands far away from Eretz Yisrael is not Aser. And the Magen Avraham in the end of Siman Tov Pei Tes is Mekel on the Isra of Chadash and Chutzlars, because we rely on the Sefer HaTrumah that the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that this is only in Aratzis that are close to Eretz Yisrael. But he says, a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir, and the Taz, in Reis Sadi Gimel, Sif Katan Dalit, says, Beferish, Halacha Lamaisin, the Somcha B'Shas Adchak, to be Mekel, like the Tanakhama. So the Taz does have what? Does have this coup. Okay? So I want you to just get this. So what emerges is two coolers why B'nai Torah are Mekel. Number one, the Bach. Doesn't apply to a Goy. And number two, what? It doesn't apply to Chutz Lars, which is against many Rishitas. And the Taz and Shas HaFak we make them. I want to come up with a third one. A third cooler. Okay? Even though, again, a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. Our Rebbe, Rabban Soloveitchik Tzatzal, there was a stage in his life, he was always Machmir on Chodesh. That he wouldn't allow any kedushim that eat chadash. Later in his life, he retracted that. Okay, but lamaisa, and I have to tell you, there are different degradations of the chumrah. Do you hold of it even by kalim, or only the food? You know what I mean. If you hold it by kalim, then you can't eat it at someone's house because it's like ham is in the guy's vessels. You know what I mean. So there's the different degradations of what you hold of it. Now. Lebaisa, there is a third kula, and that is the Sveik Sveika of the Ramah. What is the Sveik Sveika of the Ramah? The Ramah has an amazing Sveik Sveika. What's a Sveik Sveika? Like this. Let's say I got a beautiful sandwich on my table, and remember, you got to eat pas Yisroel. Remember we said during Sheshmei Tshuva? So try to remember that. Don't eat the crackers. I almost had some crackers this morning. I looked at them. They looked delicious, but I stopped myself. Okay? You got to go with the bread, or whatever is the rye bread from the bakeries, okay? So listen to this. I got a beautiful piece of bread on the beautiful sandwich on the desk. I'm not sure what year this wheat or barley is from. That's my first suffix. Meaning what? If it's from this year, it's chadash, it's aser. It's from many years ago, it's yashin, it's mutter. Yes? Okay, all right, but let's assume, Lamaisa Tzvi, that there is an Isser in Chutz Lars. Okay? Let's assume. We listen to this Sveik Sveika. Let's assume it applies to a Goy too. Let's assume you don't have any of those previous two coolers. So the Ramah says the following. Number one suffix is, it's from many years ago, is it from this year? Yes? You got me? If it's from this year, it's also from many years ago, it's Mutter. Even if it's from this year, maybe it took root when? Before the 16th of Nisan. Which we're machmer, it becomes a 17 in Nisan because of Sveik of the Yoma, says in Shulchan Aruch. You follow what I'm saying? So if it took root before in the ground, then it's mutter. So even if it's this year's wheat or barley, it still might be mutter because it took root from before. That's a Sveik Sveik, and maybe I can eat the thing. And you can bet your bottom dollar, when I have this piece of bread on my desk, I have no idea from where it's from, what year it's from. Not a chance. No. So I have no idea where it's from at all. So the thing is that the Ramah has a Sveik Sveik. And we know that in Shas, Ksuba's testament, that Sveik Sveik is Mutter. Double doubt is Mutter. You got that? So if you implement the Sveik Sveik, and then you see it's Mutter. That's the Sveik Sveik of the Ramah.
What's the second Sveik of?
Even if it's this year, Daniel, it still might have taken root when? Still might have taken root before the 16th of Nisan, which therefore would transform it from being old, because we're holding it in October already. We're holding in Tishrei. You hear what I'm saying? So therefore, based on that, even if you hold, I want to be machmer on what? Even if you hold, you want to be machmer on chutzlars. And even you want to be machmer on a goy. But still, I don't know what year it's from. Now, is this something you could find out? So it could be that a sveik sveik that's efshel levar is mutter anyway. The Ravs, there is a chiddush of the Ramah that a sveik sveik it's efshel levar. Even if you can look into it and find out, I don't have to, because we want, according to the Rav, it's like a cannon. You know, it's like a cannon. What's a cannon? Sveik Sveik is like a cannon. It's like an F-15. It's such a powerful thing that it doesn't even allow the suffix to surface, Daniel. You follow me? It's just like you come to a Shiloh, you come to a Rav with the Shiloh, you say, oh, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Come on. Stop being paranoid. It's winter. The whole suffix doesn't even surface. You follow me? That's why I say it's like a cannon or an F-15. You know what an F-15 is? A warplane, you know? Fancy plane. What does each one cost? Yosef? $200 million? Something like that. No, much more. I don't know.
$2 million.
Yeah? They get $2 billion each? Really? One F-15. They give it to Eretz Yisrael, oh, thank God. Baruch Hashem. America gives them Eretz Yisrael. We need them. So Lamaisa, I don't know if they make them anymore. I read the F-16s they still they make. But Lamaisa used to be F-15, used to be the most kosher. Used to be the most kosher. But nonetheless, what I want to bring out is that it's fake is like a cannon. It's like an F-15, it's like a missile. And therefore it's so strong, Lamaisa, I don't even have to look into it, even if I could. Why don't you call the company? Find out what year it is. Okay, it's F-Shalavar, but I don't have to. You follow me? The Ramah says. Now the problem with this fake faker, Rabbi Kivega writes in the Mutzel Me'esh, on the side of the page in the Yordaya, you know what the Rabbi Kivega quotes in Mutzel Me'esh in Simen Nun? He says it's shame on Eschadu. This is not a legitimate fake faker. Why is it not a legitimate fake faker?
Is there
Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Sefer Mutzel Me'esh in Simen Nun, one of the Gedol Achronim. In the Mutzel Me'esh he asks, this is not a legitimate fake faker. Why is it not a legitimate Sveik Sveikah? Because, listen to this. If it's from many years ago, it's old. If it's from this year, it's new. And even if it's from this year, maybe it what? Maybe it took root. By taking root before, it makes it old again. No? That's the same Sveik Sveikah.
The first time he is the same as the second.
Exactly. Yeah, they're the same Sveikahs. Right? What is it Tosa saying Ksuvus on Testament Aleph? Shame on Eschadu. What is shame on Eschadu? Tosa says. Tosa says shame on Eschadu is a, what's the case? Guy marries a woman. What happens? He says that she, 12 months with an Eretz Nisuin and she finds out she was a Ba'ula when he lives with her for the first time. So did she have it? Did she have be with the other guy? Eno Tachtov? Before Eretz Nisuin? Or is it after Eretz Nisuin? But even after Eretz Nisuin, maybe she was raped. She still mutter. So what's Gemara's answer? Eishes Kohen. Right, a Kohen still also to the one who was raped. And what's the other one? Chutzu and Bas Yisrael Shalashonim. Father's Makabah Kedusha less than 3. And then he did the Nisuin much later, like when she was 12 and a half. You follow me? So if she, the Nisuin grew back. Gemara needed Dachnem Tesamet Aleph. The Nisuin would have grown back. So obviously she had BF day recently. You follow me? So there's only one doubt. So Tosi says, what are you talking about? I'll give you a new Sveik Sveik. What's that? Maybe she was what? When was she mizanet? You follow me? When she, well, Tosha asks the kasha lemaisa. He says, first of all, the only suffix is what? Was she raped or was she not raped? And if she did it when she was a ketana, p'tui ketana onusu. By definition, if she's raped, she's a ketana. Even if she had the will, it's considered to be an onus. So why does Tosha say that's not a good sveik sveika? Shame onus chadu. Because the first suffix was it onus or rutzon practically. And even if it was Ratzon, but if she was raped, she was a Ketana Nachamol, it's onus. Still onus. And that's not a good Sveik Sveik at Tais Mechadish. And the Shach quotes this in the Klali Sveik Sveik in Yordaya. We subscribe to this notion that a Sveik Sveik and Pashup Shad, shame onus Chad is not good. So what's going on with the Sveik Sveik of the Ramah? You follow me? So what's the Terutz? So I want to give two Terutz to legitimatize the Sveik Sveik of the Ramah, which the bottom line is, guys, I got to tell you, we're really relying on this because it's very questionable the heter of what? Chutzlar. It's very questionable the heter of the Bach of Bashal Goy. We present him many shittas that are cholik, correct? So ultimately, this is the real heter, this Sveik Sveik. So we better try to solve this kasha, legitimatize this kasha. So the bottom line is two terutz. Number one is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, as long as you can come up with a nafka mina, you can come up with a distinction between the two doubts. As long as you can come up with a distinction between the two doubts, then that will legitimize the Sveik Sveik. There is a big difference, Yosef, between barley from many years ago and barley from this year, even though it took root. What's the difference? Reishis Ketzircha. There's a din that the barley must come the barley you use for the Korban Omer must come from this year's growth. You got me? There is a difference, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash now, Daniel, but in Hilchos, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, the Korban Omer that was offered with barley had to become from barley of this year's growth. Reishis Ketzirchem. Cannot come from old barley. So I've dug up a difference between this year and the other years. Even though it might have taken root beforehand, but the bottom line is called this year's barley, and therefore I'm able to what? I'm able to offer it, the Korban. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash nowadays. It doesn't make a difference. As long as there's a theoretical nafkamina that can distinguish between the two doubts, I've legitimatized my Sveik Sveik. You got me?
The second Sveika, it only took root. It wouldn't be able to be offered.
Yes, it would. It's this year's barley. It is this year's barley. What they have to do, the Mishnayos and Menachos say, they have to do Ketzira on the barley at night. How do they see it at night? They have torches. Mishnayos and Menachos. So that was done before Tet Zion. That was done before Tet Zion in the morning. They had to ready it. You follow me? They had to ready it. They did it at night. They did it the night of Tet Zion, but that's considered this year's.
The second suffix was that it might seem like it's Chadash because it was taken.
But the first suffix, is it from this year or is it from many years ago? Even if it's from this year, maybe it took root this year, took root before, but it's still this year's barley. It took root, and therefore I was able to cut from it, and I could take from that barley and put it on the Mizbeach. But it's considered to be this year's what barley, because it took root.
This year is Chadash or Yashan?
This year is normally going to be Chadash, right?
Yeah.
But Lamaisa, for purposes of eating it, it's going to be considered to be Yashan because it took root before the 16th. But regarding Hilchos barley, for the Korban HaOmer, it's considered to be what? It was harvested right now. See, you can only harvest barley that exists on the field from this year. If it's from previous years, it would have died already. You follow me? It would have rotted. Anything that's in the field to harvest this year is considered to be what? This year's barley. But the reason why it's mutter, because it took root. But it's also mutter. It also fulfills the requirement Reishis Ketzircha because it's this year's barley for the purposes of what? Hilchos Korban. You follow me?
It can't be used for the Korban Omer because we're saying that it was only cut after the Korban Omer. It was cut during...
No. It can be. That's what I'm saying. It can be used because it took root before. That's what distinguishes the first suffix, the second suffix from the first suffix. Because it's not for purposes of eating it, it's considered to be yashan. Because it took root before, and therefore the Korban Omer will make it what? Will make it mutter. But for purposes of using the barley itself to offer it on the Omer, that's Reishis Ketzircha, because that's what existed.
I mean, how is it practically being used? How could it practically be used for the Korban Omer for saying that the second suffix is a case where it was only root before the Korban Omer and then grew and was cut? After the Korban Omer.
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that it was, if it's from many, many years ago, it's considered to be mutter to eat. If it's from this year, what do they do? They cut barley on the 16th of Nisan and they use that barley for the Korban Omer. That's the stuff that we're talking about that took root beforehand. So that's considered to be mutter for Lamaisa for eating. It's considered Yashan. But you know what I'm saying? You can't have barley that grew 5 years ago that's still in the ground. It's going to die. You follow what I'm saying? So it fulfills the mandate of the Korban. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that if you dig up a nafkamina to distinguish between the two sveikas, then you've legitimatized your sveik sveik. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say. Okay? Good.
Second answer
is from the Rav Zatzal. Okay? The Rav wants to tie it the following. The Rav says there is a Gemara Menachos in Samech Tesim at Beis in Rashi's Masbir the Gemara. What does it say? So the Gemara Menachos has the following shaila: what's the din if you have barley that grew a third, you cut it off the ground, and you replanted it after, you cut off the ground before the 16th of Nisan, you replanted it after the 16th of Nisan. So do you go busser with Iker? The Iker already was mutter. Or do you go busser the Hosafa, and therefore the new growth, you're going to have to wait till the next 160th of Nisan. You got me? That's the Shiloh. Again, it grew a third. It was cut off before the 16th of Nisan. You replanted it after the 16th of Nisan. Okay, we're giving another answer now from the Rav. You got this, Daniel? Let me start. The Rav now, Darach HaShulchan's answer was, you got the Darach HaShulchan's answer? So now, give me the two Sveikis. The Rav wants to give another answer, so it's based on the Gemara, following Gemara in Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara says in Daf Samach Tes, and it's based in Yvomnes, in Menachos. If you...
The answer
of the Kivagar's Kasha legitimizes the Sveikis Eichon and Ramah. The pshat is that Lamaisa... The pshat is that what you have is a shaila is it grew a third, yes, the barley. It grew a third, you cut it off before the 16th of Nisan, yes? You replanted that thing after the 16th of Nisan and it grows more. Do you go bust the Iker, which already was mutter, because it had the 16th of Nisan pass? Or do you go bust the Hosaf and you have to wait till all next year? That's the shaila in the Gemara, you got me? Now Rashi there in Menachos makes the following comment. Rashi says that why does the Gemara have to give that it grew a third? Why can't you say it just took root?
Which grew a third? The second one?
No, there's only one thing.
Meaning the second, after you harvested it?
Yeah, and after you harvest, again, it grew a third and you harvested it before the 16th of Nisan. Follow me? So after a third and the 16th of Nisan comes, it becomes Yashin, yes? You follow me? But you replant it in the ground. So do you have to wait the whole next year for it to be mutter because it had new growth? Or do you go bust the Iker and say it already was mutter? And then I'm fine. You follow what I'm saying?
I was about to say
specifically mutter. So Rashi says, why didn't Gemara say a case where it took root, which is less than a third? Why don't you say it took root, you cut it out of the ground before the 16th, and then you replant it? You follow what I'm saying? That's what Rashi asks there in Menachos Samach Tesim and Beis. Just say Shachas. Yeah? So basically, what the Rav of Masber Rashi says as follows. He says that there are two tracks. It's a double portion, Rashi says. If you would rip it out of the ground when it took root, obviously when you replant it, you got to wait till next year. Because it's not an ocho. If it didn't grow a third, it's not an ocho. It's just what? Has it taken root? I mean, it took root, but it hasn't grown a third, so it's not an ocho. So it's a double portion that it's a one. So don't repush it that it says nothing. Of course you got to wait till next year. So the Rav said, you see from Rashi that there are two tracks. Once something grows a third and you take it out of the ground, it's an ocha. Yes? And when the Korban Omer comes, it takes an isser that's on that food and the Korban maters the isser. The Korban is maters the isser. That's one track. The Korban is maters the isser. That's when it's a shlish. But if you talk about a shachas, which is where it just took root, what's the mechanics? If shachas is only mutter, kol zman shezeh mechubar. Kol zman, then it's mechubar. You follow me? Meaning if it's in the ground, Daniel, then it's mutter, if it took root. If it took root and it's in the ground and the Korban Omer comes, what are the mechanics? The Isser never got off the ground. Isser lo matchil. Isser lo matchil. Meaning if you take it out of the ground, it has no heter because it's not an ochel. So of course if you replant, you have to wait the next year. If it's still in the ground, that's a track. This is track when it's talush, when it's detached. If it's grown a third, it's a food. The Korban Omer maters the Isser of Chadash. That's if it grew a third. But if it's a shachatz, which means it just took root and it's in the ground, the mechanics of the hitter is that the Korban does not allow the Isser to what? To start. You follow me? The Korban does not allow the Isser to start. But if you take it out of the ground and you're holding something that's less than a third, the Korban won't matter because it's the nothing. It's only mutter while it's in the ground. You follow me? And the mechanics of the Isser is that the Korban doesn't allow the Isser to get off the ground. So if the Korban does not allow the Isser to get off the ground, what's the din? What'd you say? Then it's mutter. So how do you legitimatize the Sfeik Seiken now? So what was the Sfeik Seiken? Maybe it's from many, many years ago. Maybe it's from many, many years ago. Right? Or maybe it's many, many years ago. No, many from years ago, let's assume it's a bread, it's good. So what is? How did it legitimize? Many, it's from many years ago, and therefore it's mutter. But if it's from this year, it took root, it's a different mechanic. Because if it's from many, many years ago, that means it grew a third. The Korban released the Isser of Chodesh that was on the food, Daniel. But if it's from this year and it took root before, then what's the mechanics? The Korban does not allow the Isser to start. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's much different than saying that it's Usser and the Korban releases the Isser. Much different than saying that the Korban never allows the Isser to get off the ground. So the Rav said in Lamdis, you see that in Lamdis, Lamaisa, the two Sveikas run differently, and that's why it's a legitimate Sveik Sveik. Yes. If it's from many, many years ago, and Lamaisa, what does it mean? And of course it's at least a third, right? It's a gesunta barley of a sandwich. So the nature of it is that the Korban releases the Isser of Chodesh Svi. The Isser is on the food, it's like ham. But when the Korban Omer's offering, it releases it, it's mutter, because it was a third. If, however, it's from this year and it took root, what's the Hesper? When you say it was a Shlish, you took it off in January off the ground, right? Then you're waiting and waiting. It's like a food that has an Isser on it. Then when the Korban's offering, it becomes mutter. But when you say it's in the ground and it took root before the 60th of Nisan, what's the mechanics of the Heter? That it's what? And the Isser never got off the ground. So if the Isser never got off the ground, Daniel, that's why the two Sveikas are different. You follow me? So why is that a good Sveik Seiken? Because if the barley's from many years ago and it grew a third, right? What's the nature of the Heter? It was Usser, and the Korban Omer matered it, right? When it was in that time period. If it's from this year, though, and it took root, what's the mechanics of the Heter? The Isser doesn't even what? Get off the ground. That's much different saying the Isser's on the thing and the Korban releases it than saying the Isser never starts. You follow me? That's why it's a good Sveik Seiken. That's why it's a good sake, Allah Almighty. That's what the Rav wanted to say. Follow me? That's the answer to the Rav Hashulch, and that's the answer to the Rav Tzal. Clear? Beautiful, no? Okay, good. This is what I want to suggest for Somechan, because the first two Atayrim are questionable. A lot of Shittas say what? It does apply to an Isser of a Goy. We saw the Shach. A lot of Shittas say the Rif says that it applies to Chutzlars. So what is it based on the Sveik? You can look into it. You don't have to. If it's a Sveik after Levar, there must make them. Now there's one other Nakuda we need to mention on this before we get to the Tisis, and that is as follows. What about a Dover Sheish L'Matirin? You know what a Dover Sheish L'Matirin is? Let's say you got a 1,000 eggs in a barrel, or 1,000 oranges, delicious oranges. And an orange falls off a tree on Shabbos right into that barrel. Now, an orange that falls off a tree on Shabbos is what? It's muksah. Nolad, right. Why don't you say bittul barov? I can't touch one of those oranges on Shabbos. Why not? It's 1,000 to 1. What's the answer? Why don't you say bittul barov? It's going to be mutter after Shabbos, the Gemara says in Be'a Gimel. There's Dover Sheish L'Matirin, Filu Be'elef, Lo Batal. Don't rely on the ratio when you can know it's for sure going to be mutter Saturday night. That's the klal in Bayit. Dover sheish l'matirin fil be'elef lo batal. Yes? What happens if you have a sveik sveikah with the dover sheish l'matirin? Why can't you just wait on the sandwich? Put it in the freezer. Does a sveik sveikah work against the dover sheish l'matirin?
Probably not.
I'll give you a case. The case is that what? The egg... An egg fell, you're not sure whether this egg was born on Yontif or not. And then this egg falls into this barrel. So I don't know I was masafik on that egg, and I don't know where the egg is now. Do you say a sveik sveik and a dover sheish l'matirin or not? So the Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rav, it's a cannon, it's an F-15, it's a missile. Yes, I don't have to wait, because I have no doubts when you deal with a sveik sveik. But the Ramaz Machmer, The Ramah's machmer on a sfeik sfeik. What does the Ramah say? That you cannot use a sfeik sfeik. So what's going on here with what? With Chodesh. Isn't Chodesh a davar shiyush l'matirin? Sure it is. Of course it's a davar shiyush l'matirin. There's no doubt that it is. You follow me? It's going to be mutter. So it's going to be mutter. What gives you the right to lie on a sfeik sfeik? Ramah says you can't. In your day, simin kuf yud sifches. Ramad simin kuf yud, another simin kuf yud sifches in your day, is against Rei Sari Gimel Hilchos Chodesh. The shaches is kasha. So how do you answer that kasha? How do you answer that kasha? You know what the answer is? The shach says like this: when is the Ramah machmer Yosef? When there's a taruvus, where you know for sure there's some Isser Chodesh in there. But my sandwich case, which is what the Ramah's talking about, Hilchos Chodesh, I don't know whether it's Asr. It might not be, there might be any Isr at all. You follow me? The Ramah was only Machmer whether it was a Taruvus, a mixture of Chodesh involved in there. So if there's a mixture, the case that I gave you with the egg, you know what I'm saying? So in the case of a Taruvus, Lomaisa, then what? Then he's Machmer. Because you know that there might be some in there. There is some in there, you just don't know if this is the one. You follow me? But here, where there might not be any chadash, it's not taruvis, so therefore it's mutter legamri. You got me? Interesting chiddush, no? That's the difference between what between the two cases you have to frame. Okay, let's turn to the Taisus now. Okay, on Lamed what? On Lamed Chesem and Aleph on the top. Now, the Gemara says, actually, look at the last line on Lamed Zion and Mabez. See the Gemara? Four lines from the bottom. Bishlam, Lamed Zayin and Mabez. Bishlam, Lamadam Ramoshev, Kol Mokum Shetah Yoshvim, Mash Mahinu Dechsiv Yochel Miavur Aretz, Machas HaPasach, Machas HaPesach, Ochol Mikar Lo Ochol. They ate the Korban Pesach when? If the Yisra of Chodesh applies all over the planet Earth, Halach Lamaisa, yes? You follow me? So it says in Yahushua that when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they ate what? They only ate after the first day of Pesach. Now when did they enter into Eretz Yisrael? It says, Mimachras HaPasach. They entered into Eretz Yisrael, what day? The 10th of Nisan. 4 days before Pesach. 5 days. They couldn't eat anything. That means on the what? On the first Seder, they couldn't eat matzah. Because it was all, the wheat was what? It's Chodesh. So it says, Alma we see, Akrov Omer v'hadar achol. First they had to be Makrov the Omer, which is the second night of Pesach, and then they were able to eat. You follow me? El Laman Damar Lacher Yerushim Yeshiva, but if you assume the Isser of what? Chodesh is only after the 14 years after they what? Conquer it. Yes? And the Isser of Chodesh, right, was not immediate. You follow me? It's only after Nechol Lata, they could eat immediately. Why did they have to wait? Lamai said, more answers, because they didn't need it, because they had the mon. They didn't need it because they had the mon. Question is, how are they Yotze what? How are they Yotze Matz and Lel Seder? No? What'd you say? They had mon, yeah. They brought it in.
Leftover.
I thought you're not allowed to leave it over. What?
Isn't that what it says there in the Gemara? That's the first Rashi. So he stopped him in the mind.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. No. Gemara, next Gemara says exactly what you said, that they kept the Meshiva Adar Moshe and that they what? Achisa, sir. Question is, why is that not a problem of what? I thought you're not allowed to leave it over, huh? Right. Gemara says they left it over. What I'm bothered by is, what do you do about the matzah? Right? They didn't eat matzah, Lamaisa. Right? So how could it be? Seems like they didn't eat matzah. Right? Yeah, in other words, after the Yipshichu, it's very difficult. I thought you can't be Yotze what? They weren't Yotzei Lamar. You have to say they weren't what? They didn't Yotzei Matzah in the first Pesach there. That's what you have to say, no? Poshup Shad.
I think I saw some recently about maybe like they got something from Goyim, maybe?
They got wheat from Goyim?
They were little.
You're saying me they got meat from Goyim?
The
Sefer Pardes Yosef asked my Kasha. How did they leave it over? It's also to leave it over. So they say an answer that Lamaisa, it's mutter to leave it over, it's Tzorach Shabbos. Right? So to here you could say Moshe Rabbeinu died Erev Shabbos. The man was left in a kli from the man that led up to Shisha to Tzorach Shabbos. There's no Isser in that case. So it was that was mutter. Also, the Issel Hotar Mi'aman was only when they came down B'chol Yom in order to test them. But after it stopped already, there was no Isser of. There was no Isser of no sir. But what about what do you want to say, Ben? You want to say they ate the matzah from what? I want to say it seems from the Gemara they didn't do it. No. Yeah. Fishi dezu ayamutulam lachol miatvu chadasha, but they wanted to eat from the mon. The vares k'sayas matzah v'lishon achu miatvu chadasha. And the shemiyat achach pasku v'imshuchu b'achilas amon ad lamacharas. You follow what I'm saying? So what do you mean? You can be yaitzu with the mon?
Isn't that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? And you give all of it Allah?
Yeah, the Gemara says that they ate it from the goyim.
Quotes it somewhere there.
Could be.
The pasuk says, yeah.
Right, so I'm saying, according to the sheet, the Isra of Chadash only started after 14 years and all these limited Eretz Yisrael, then they ate him right away, no problem. But if you hold the Isra across the planet Earth, then they had to wait, so were they Yotzei Matzah. So what are you saying, Ben?
I think it might be talking, it says, Mehechan Hikri
Buhu.
I think it's talking about the actual
Korban Omer.
It's talking about the Ayil, the
Yad,
Nachri.
That's talking about the Korban Omer. That's talking about the Korban Omer, Lamaisa.
Did they do it in the Mishkan?
They didn't have the Bissim Mikdash.
In
the Mishkan. Do what? But I'm saying about the matzah, lamais. No, they have to. The korban omer has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm just saying, from the first sheet in the Gemara, it's mashal they didn't eat the matzah. Look at the top dices. Take a look.
They had the kula.
What?
It's fake.
So let's see. Akriv omer v'hadar achol. Yushami makshal lamalo achol matzah mechadash. You get impression from the Yushami they didn't eat matzah. He says, why didn't they eat matzah from chadash? V'yavo esed the ber of tochol matzahs v'yidchalotase the chadash. They esed tocholotase. Up here, Svi. Lamed Ches Samaraf, the top places.
I'm looking at Bajra that says that the Ezmei was that
ate. What did you say?
Talking
about the matzah, though. The matzah.
On Tezayin, they ate it.
Where are you looking? Yeah. Which, last Tosos? Yeah, where does he say that they? How, what did they eat it for, with? I'm saying. Where does he say that? Mina Yashar. So they brought it from Kutz Lords. That's what Ben said. Very good. So they brought the stuff from Kutz Lords. You're saying. They brought the stuff from Kutz Lords, where there's no. But I thought that it was Yashin wheat, though, because this or Yashin applies all over. So that's what you have to say. Allah Lamaisa. What did you say? It was Yashin. It's Mutri. It says from Yashin. Yeah? So I'm saying, look what Yushami says, the top Taisis. Akriv Omer Vahadar Achal, Yushami Maksha, Lamalo Achal, Matzah Michadash. Why don't you eat the Matzah from Chadash? Yavo Esed the Berev Tokhla Matzah, Yilchalo Tase the Chadash. Right? We have that cloud, Daniel, Esed the Chalotase. Right? So let the Esed of Matzah push off the lava of what Chadash. Lamed Chesem Rav, the top Taisis. Mitarz dein essay kodem adibur dochalotas dachra dibur. Oh, the essay of kodem adibur, which is what berev tochlamatzus is parshas bo before the Torah was given, cannot be dochalotas after the dibur, which is chadash. Inami a second terence, that's a big chiddush, which didn't make a difference. So maybe that's why I brought to you the second terence. Inami yishlom de gzeira k'sayis rishon atal k'sayis sheni. What does that mean? It's a gzeira. What's a gzeira? The Xayr is that if you eat the first size, you're not eating the second size. Second size, there's no matzah, there's only an Isser of what? There's only an Isser of Chadash. So because of the Xayr, they stopped it. Yesh koch b'yadcham lakot davar min haTorah b'shev what? Shev al tasim. So you have this chiddush, okay? So lemaisa, very, very interesting. I want to just point out, and let's get this, okay? Let's just point it out. The Marsha asks, you see, Tzvi, that Tosus you brought up, the Re in that Tosus says they didn't have Yashin. Okay, so Yushalmi is coming from the perspective of the Re. The Re, you see the Re in that Tosus?
Yeah,
so Machloikis and Rishon, the Re three lines on the bottom argues.
Rabbeinu Tam says they didn't have
them. It's a historical Machloikis. Yeah, it's a historical Machloikis and Rabbeinu Tam and the Re. So Yushalmi is assuming like who? Like the Re, the Marsha points out. According to Rabbeinu Tam, they ate from the Yashin, so it's not a Kasha. Okay? But Lomaisa, what I want you to get is as follows. And this is a Chiddush. Poshup Shad. Okay? The truth is that there's three Nakudas I want to mention here. We don't have a lot of time to develop it, because I want to get to something about Tshuva and something about the Parsha. But three Nakudas I want you just to get quickly. Number one, there are many, many Gedolei Achronim that say that the more you eat, the more it is a mitzvah. It's not just limited to a kazayas, okay?
General, I'm not.
Well, the Netziv says, and then Mishela say all mitzvahs that are of eating, not just eating. If you do more than the kiyum, it's all considered to be a mitzvah, like shaking the lulav. The more you do it, you follow mitzkiyah shofar. How do you blow more than what? How do you blow 100? Isn't that Baal Tosef? What's the answer? All considered to be part of the mitzvah. You follow me? So therefore, Tosus is saying, if you stop eating, then that what? That interrupts it. You stop eating, that interrupts it. But there's a very big possibility, according to the Vilna Gaon and the Chizkuni, that there's a mitzvah to eat all 7 days. So even the Kazayas Sheni, there's a mitzvah. The Teretz says, no. What type of mitzvah pushes off a lav? What type of mitzvah pushes off a lav? A chiyuv essay, not a kiyum essay. There's a kiyum essay to eat shmur matzah throughout all of Pesach. But that's not doichet alav. So that's the first nekuda that I wanted to mention. Okay? Second nekuda I want to just mention, okay, is that Rabbi Yonis and Ibshitz asked during the Moshe Rabbeinu's Avelis, he forgot 300 halachas. And Neil ben Kenaz remembered them. One of the halachas they forgot was shiurim, right? So how are they going to know what the shear of Achilles Matz is? How can they matter the Chodesh to an essay that they forgot the shear? You got it? What's the answer? What'd they only forget? They only forgot shearim of Yisurim, not shearim of mitzvahs. From year to year, they would remember. That's the second Nikud I want you to get. Okay? And the third Nikud that I want you to get is that there's an interesting discussion, very fascinating discussion, whether you can mekayim a mitzvah shaloka derech hana. Let's say you pour tons of ketchup and mustard on it. Let's get it down. Mishnah Melech Yisori HaTorah Perakei Halacha Ches. You pour a lot of ketchup and mustard and it becomes disgusting. And you eat the matzah with that. Are you Yotzei or not? So he says you're not Yotzei. But he has no raya. So you know what? You know where they bring a raya from? They bring. He says he has no raya, but he says he doesn't think you're Yotzei the mitzvah. You know where you can bring a raya from? From right here. Why don't they eat the matzah of Chodesh Shaloka Derech Hana? You follow me? Say they pour tons of ketchup and mustard on the matzah. You follow me? So therefore, why don't they eat the matzah in that way? So it must be, since Tosus didn't suggest it, must be you're not Yotzei. Because you would get out of the Yisra Chodesh, because no Yisra Chodesh Shaloka Derech Hana, but maybe Yotzei the mitzvah Shaloka Derech Hana. The fact that it didn't say it shows what? Shows you're not Yotzei. Correct. That's the raya they want to bring. Okay? That's the raya they want to bring. Allah Lamaisa. Okay? Fine. Those are the three Nikudas I want to mention. Let's get to Tshuva and then for the Parsha. You know, there's a fundamental machloikis between the Rav and the Mesillas Yesharim. I want you to get it. What's Tshuva all about? Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Dalet writes that Tshuva is a chesed of Hashem. Truth is, with Midas Adin of Hashem, when a guy does an aver, he should be struck down immediately. Hashem gives the guy time to chesed, to do tshuva. And when you do tshuva, what do? You show your guilt. Your guilt is ochre the ratzon that you did for the aveira. Okay, that's the Mesulas Yesharim writes. Okay? Fine. The Rav Zatzal, though, says different. The Rav said there are many comparisons to Purim and Yom Kippur. He develops, you know, Purim, Lots, Yom Kippur. He develops this notion of vulnerability of man. And you never know what's going to happen in the world. And basically, Rav Dessler Zatzal says the same as the Rav Zatzal, that is in the Kudus of Achirim. You know, the Rav discusses at great length in Ala Tshuva, in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam. Rambam has in Pirkei about Bechiras Chofshes. In Hilchos Tshuva, he talks about Bechiras Chofshes. And there's something called the Nekudas of Bechira, the Rav Dessler Zatzal points out. Let's say you have a guy who's a robber. So he has a choice when he steals the money to just steal the money or also kill the guy. Then you have another guy that has a choice to learn 8-plot or 10-plot. They're both similar. They're both choices. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives circumstances to certain guys and different circumstances to other guys. You follow me? And they might be harder for one guy than the other. But the bottom line is, that's why the Rav says Hashem gave us tshuva. Because you know what? The robber was born into a mafia family. He could have gotten out of it. He could have gotten out of it. But he didn't. But he could. I'm not saying it's easy. And because it's not easy, Hashem gives him the ability to do tshuva for his mistakes. That's much different than what than Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim is that it's a chesed from Hashem. According to the Rav, Hashem basically is saying that he knows it gives free choice to everyone, but to some guys, free choice situations are hard, and you never know what's going to come up, and therefore Hashem gives you tshuva for that ability. Follow me? Now, if we think back to the Mesillas Yesharim, Rabbi Chanan asks a kasha on the Mesillas Yesharim. What's the kasha? The kasha is, you know, there's a concept in Kiddushin called Toal Rishonos. What is Toal Rishonos? If you regret the mitzvahs that you do, Hashem strips you of your reward. So how can you tell me that tshuva is what? Tshuva can work both ways. To repair your avarice, but also to cancel your mitzvahs. That sounds like a din. That's not a chesed or a rachamim. No. That's what Rabbi Chanan asks on the Mesillas Yesharim. How can you tell me it's a chesed? He told me. He said he writes. He asked this kasha to the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim Zatzal gave the following teretz. Listen to this. He said tshuva me'ava can transform an aver in the mitzvah. That's mikra adin. That's midas adin. That's the legal. That's the system. But tshuva me'ira that downgrades an aver from mezid to shogeg. That's taka chesed. So you have to assume the Mesillas Yesharim was saying he was only talking about tshuva me'ira. It's very difficult to say like that. The Rabbi Chanan writes, you look at the words of the Mesillas Yesharim, there's no indication that he means only tshuva me'ira. But the Chofetz Chaim is making a kimta that the Mesillas Yesharim meant only tshuva me'ira. Okay. Rabbi Chanan goes on and argues and says his own answer. You know what he says? He says like this. I want you to get it. It's a nekud. You know what his nekud is? His nekud is, whenever you do a mitzvah, let's say you give tzedakah to a guy, you do a pool of giving charity, money, and number two is you listen to Hashem. It's a fulfillment of the command of Hashem. Whenever you do an aveira, when you steal, you do a pool of stealing, but you also disobey Hashem, correct? So you know what Rabbi Chanan says? When you do tshuva, what does tshuva do? Tshuva mi'ikar adin, from midas adin, takes away the fact you disobeyed Hashem. But the bottom line is, did you still steal the money? You still steal the money. The mice was still there. That's a midas achesed. That you can do tshuva to wipe away the mice as well. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. You got the fort? That's what he says, pshat Mesillas Yesharim. That's what he wants to tie in. So, whichever mahalach you want to use, the bottom line is in our parsha, the word chazak ve'amatz appears twice. Why does it appear twice? So the Meshech Chochma seems to say that you have to be chazak ve'amatz when you're a private. You have to energize yourself. And you have to be chazak ve'amatz as a melech le'enei kol yisroel. Kol b'nei Yisrael malachim hei. All Yidim are malachim. And you have that charge to be chazak v'ematz both in private and in public. And each person has the ability to sway his friends with etzes. And when you say yatznu ra, that's one of the alshamnas, no? We better make sure that we don't give bad advice. One of the jobs of a chavr is to give etzah tovah, says Rabbi Yona. You want to make sure that what? That you're doing the right job. And you're giving the proper advice. So you have to know, when you're chazak v'amatz, not just in private, but also in public where people see it. Because the bottom line is Hashem knows everything. Hashem sees all, knows all. And you have to be chazak v'amatz, both in private and in public. Whether you follow the Mesillat Yesharim, that it's a chesed from Hashem, or you follow tshuva, or you follow the Rav Zatzal, that it's because you're put in certain situations. The bottom line is the time is now. The time is now to be able to use this. There are situations where Gold of Shlita once pointed out, where you're in inter sanctum. But what happened? They did the Egel Azav. They were right there by the Shechina. You know the story of Yoash? He was hid in the Kodesh Kodashim, they say. Did you know that? Atalia killed everyone, and Yoachim, the Kohen Gadol, what did he do? He hid him in the Kodesh Kodashim, or an attic above it. And then when Yoachim dies, he goes off the derech. He was right there, missed it. That's why we say, Acha Shalte Meis Hashem Osa Vakesh. The time is now, but you got to be Mavakesh. You got to want it. You got to look for it. You got to be Chazak V'amatz, both in private and public. You got to do it. Because this is the time of tshuva. Dir Shu Hashem b'yimatzo, Eilu Asar Yom Men Yishuvim Roshonim Yom HaKippur. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's internalize this message of Shabbos Shuva. We'll be able to get ready for Yom Kodesh No Yerva Oyo. Okay, what a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbos, see you. So 10:15 on Sunday.